Shmira Saloshin, Shara Tayer Perek Aleph, and the Chelak Rishoin, the paragraph which begins, Vihi Ikir Chai HaNefesh. The topic of discussion here is that of the importance of Limud HaTorah, how appropriate it is that Erev Tisha B'Av, which is today, Ches Menachem Av, we learn this topic and we will. We're coming to the end of the Perek, a very powerful Medrash which really sums up everything. Says the Chavetz Chaim, V'hi Iker Chai HaNefesh, Limud HaTorah, Talmud Torah, is the main source of energy, of life for the person. K'moy D'Isa B'Sifri, Parashas Ekef, V'hoya Reb Shimon Aymer, Reb Shimon says, Raki Shom Lecha, U'shmoy Nashecha Moid. Make sure you guard yourself and protect yourself very well. Moshul Melech Shetzod Sipor Nosnei Biad Avdei. This can be, says the Sifri, compared to a king that trapped a bird and he gave it to his servant. Amar Lo, he said to him, Havizor Bit Sipor Zu Lebeni. Be careful with this Sipor for my son. Imato Yibaditoi. If you lose it, don't think you only lost a small item. That's not true. It's as if you lost your life, your soul. So too it says, this is not something empty. The Chavetz Chaim is plugging away and pointing out the importance. We have to realize the value of what the Torah is. The Chayus HaVavis tells us that if a person values something, he'll treat it and deal with it in a different way. I once saw, and I'm not saying this as an accusation or to attack anyone, I saw a person come into a store to buy an esrog. And many people are there for a while, picking up this one, that one. The person doesn't, not so familiar with, not so affiliated, not so familiar with the importance of this mitzvah, walks in, picks one up, looks at it, oh, that's fine with me, walks out. Person barely saw it even. Just picked it up, oh, I'll take it. There's something to be said to spend time on the mitzvah. Now, if it's the right one right away, okay, so you don't have to put it back. Take it. If you find the shidduch the first time, you don't have to say he's not interested. Come back in a few years. Chas v'shalom. But the point is, the Chavos of Abbas says, if we appreciate something, the value of something, then we'll deal with it appropriately. The Chavetz Chaim is telling us, don't think you just lost a little bird. It's as if you lost your life. Next paragraph, Ein ha'olam miskayim ela b'shvil ha'Torah. The world does not survive ela b'shvil ha'Torah. Only for limud ha'Torah. Shnemar im loy brisi yomim v'layla. If not for my treaty, my covenant with the Torah, the day and the night would not exist. Chukos shamayim v'aretz lo'samti. The heavens and the earth would not be there. They would cease to exist. We know in Eretz Yisrael there's a tremendous battle taking place, not with physical grenades or bombs, Rachmanu Litzlan, but a battle of words. They want to get the Yeshiva Bachrim to go in the army. If a person would be told that your protection is through the Limud HaTorah, and they would understand that it's the Limud HaTorah that is protecting Klal Yisrael, it's the Limud HaTorah which gives success to the army, they would put up guards and make sure no one would disturb the learning. V'ein ha'oilum iskayim elo b'shvil ha'toyro. Shinemar imloi brisi yom v'layla. Chukoyz shomayim v'aris lo samti. It's a Talmud Torah which gives energy, which gives protection and existence to the world. V'zeh l'shon ha'zohar ha'kodesh parshas breishis. Command yishtadu b'reis b'chol yoyma, any person. Yishtadu b'reis b'chol yoyma. That works hard in toiling in the Torah every day. He will merit to have a portion in the world to come. And it's as if this person, he merited to create worlds, to build worlds. That through the Torah he learned, he created worlds. Hashem b'chochma yosad aretz. Hashem in his wisdom founded the earth. And whoever involves himself with Torah creates worlds, creates universes. These are words that I'm saying over. These are words that I'm translating. Of course, these are words I cannot relate to. What does it mean? He creates worlds. What is it? Saturn now? He just created Jupiter? That's not what it means. It doesn't mean it's Saturn and Jupiter. But a person has to realize he is connected. There are spiritual wires that go above and go beyond. V'tachazi, come and see, Barucho, Avad Kudsh Brichu, Alma Barucho Miskaima. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with His Spirit, and he gives existence to the world with His Spirit. Which Spirit gives existence, continues to give this existence? Darucho, the Inun, the Loan, Bairaiso. It's the Spirit, it's the words of the Torah that you and I, when we speak, when we come to learn Torah, this is giving existence to the world. Talmud Torah is connected kulam, as we saw, because Talmud Torah is giving a life existence to everything. It's connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It takes all the mitzvahs together. All the mitzvahs, says Nefesh HaChayim, get their existence from Talmud Torah. All the mitzvahs get their existence from Talmud Torah. So a person wants to take a ben Torah out of yeshiva, he's taking away the protection. V'zeh l'shon shoyin parshas Tzav. And Zaya Kodesh, Pasach Rabbalaza of Omar in Pasach Yeshaya, of Osim Devara Beficho, of Itzel Yodi Kisisicho. I'll place my words in your mouth, and I will cover you with the shade of my hand. Tonenon, they learn, called Barnosh, Dishtalu Bemile, the Raisa, Vesif Vosei, Merachashon by Raisa, any person that toils in Torah, that works hard in Torah, and his lips move, which is very important. A person should be saying the words of Torah when he learns. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hovers over this person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu spreads his wings over this person. Furthermore, this person gives existence to the world. And Hashem is happy with him. It's as if on that day Hashem created the heavens and earth. The cost of Chayos HaVavos, the Sefer Chayos HaVavos tells us, the Roi La'odim Loshis Eliboy, a person has to realize, Ilu Hagia Lo Yisefer Mimelech Basav Adam. Imagine you get a letter in the mail. You get a Sefer from Basav Adam, from a person. And it's hard to understand. You try to read the words, and even though they're English letters, you can't put them together. Then you finally realize, this, it's not a language I know. Oh, I took this language once, and you try to break your teeth. You can't get anywhere. You'll be uncomfortable, you'll be upset, you'll be annoyed. I can't understand. What did this king want? Imagine he says to you, if you come to my palace within the next week, I'll give you $50 million. Okay, that's too much. $25 million, make it more practical, right? And you don't know what it says. And the person was lazy. And weeks passed, months passed, years passed. Finally, find somebody who could speak this language. He bumped into the person. And he looks at the date, and the person tells him, this is from the king in that country over there, and he was giving this to you. But you just didn't work on understanding it. That's the same thing here as well. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends us the Torah HaKadosha. And it might be difficult to understand the language. And Hashem is saying, I'm giving you more than $50 million. I'm giving you Netzach Netzachim, everlasting Olam Haba, which is beyond comprehension. We cannot explain what it is. Dim Kocho says, Who are you, say, I'll say for Basav Adam. If that's what a person will do with the Sefer Basav Adam, he'll try to understand what it says. This person today is here in this existing world, and tomorrow in the coffin. And the Sefer of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah HaKadosh, Ashu Chayiv Atzalosei, which is the person's life and existence. Kenin Shikosov says, Ki Hu Chayecha Vayir Chamecha. It is the days of Hu Chayecha, it's your life and the length of your days. V'inei b'ovan zeh nechshalim kam v'neyodim. This mistake of Bittul Torah, many people unfortunately fall prey to. Shehokin b'chol ma'amatzei koyech la'hashlim chukom v'havonas chukei melech basav adam. They put all their energy into understanding the secular world, the world that we live in. And they become lax in understanding the Torah HaKadosha. That's not to say we shouldn't understand how to live in this world, but that's not where we put our strength and energy in. It's similar to that which it says by Daniel, who said to the king Belshazzar, You praise gods of silver and gold, copper, iron, wood, and stone, who don't see and don't hear and don't know, but Hashem, to Hashem, in whose hands your soul rests. To you, every single second your life depends upon. To him you don't praise. It's ridiculous. And to this we conclude, and you see, I want to point out how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who orchestrated that we will conclude. I didn't decide we're going to end today this Erev Tisha B'Av with this next piece. And this piece is from Eicha Rabba, from Eicha, the Medrash in Eicha. And the Chazal tell us, Vite HaKadosh Baruch Hu al Avoy Navoy de Zoro v'gilu yarayus v'shvichus damim. It needs an explanation, which is not for now, with limited time. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Vite. He overlooked the Averis of the worst three Averis in Klal Yisrael. Immorality, bloodshed, and idolatry. But for the oven that there of Bittul Torah, Hashem said, I can't overlook that. I can't find the limud zchus for that, so to say. Nothing to put aside. Shinemar, as the pasuk says in Yirmiyah, and the Gemara dashes out, Almo of the Haaretz, why were we exiled? Why was this destruction taking place? The Churban Beis HaMikdash. Vayoyimer Hashem. The Gemara says, no one knew, no one could understand. Al ozvom es tayrosi, because you forsake my Torah. You left my Torah behind. You didn't learn Torah. Asher nesanti lefneim, which I have given before them. I gave them the Torah to learn, and they didn't learn Torah. Imagine giving somebody who's drowning oxygen, he's in the water, and he pushes it aside. There are many, many people that by them, Torah is nothing. Torah is nothing. They'll maybe hear something from the rabbi in Shabbos if they didn't walk out by the speech. Maybe. Va'aveira goyreres aveira. It's an aveira not to learn Torah. It brings to another aveira. She'ena machzikim es b'neim the Torah. Then they don't support the children who want to learn Torah. They say, go get a job. Make a living. Va'adei zen ismaititu harei oilum. And because they don't learn Torah, and they don't support the children to learn Torah, they break down the foundation of the world. Therefore, says the Chavetz Chaim, I saw it necessary to discuss in the next parak and prakim that follow the importance of the reward of Limud HaTorah in this world and the next world, ulehepech, and the opposite. Unfortunately, the goydel onshoy, the tremendous punishment, chas v'sholom, that might wait a person, ulay alideze yisayru b'miktsas lahachzik b'tayres Hashem. Ulay alideze, maybe a person will be aroused, maybe just even a little, to help support and help raise the banner of the Torah HaKadosha. Thank you.